Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. Talked a little bit last week when we were talking about Yangara from Australia about Grenache. Grenache, or Garnacha as it's known in Spain, is, I really think it's a grape that's beginning, from a consumer acceptance standpoint, to really come into its own.
It's getting
own.
Traction.
Yeah.
I've loved Grenache for a long, long time. It's one of the principal grapes of the Rhone.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about it that is just wild and woolly. And it just so often smells like the fields of Provence smell. Yeah, it's just astonishing. It actually does come from Spain, Garnacha. That's what it was called there. And the wines that are produced in Spain can be really stunning. I'm going to start off talking about a wine that I think is one of the best values I've come across in a long time. It's a Garnacha from a winery called Espelt, E-S-P-E-L-T. It's their old vine, tiny little region called Emporada. And right off the bat, this wine just screamed. It was just amazing. It smells, I'm not making this up, kind of like mimeograph paper. That's the only thing I can describe. But it had,
actually, I can see that from Grenache.
Yeah, it had wild, dry weeds in the background, soaring sweet blossom notes, and dark red plum under it all. Just full marks for this incredible nose. The wine is supple. It's medium to full-bodied. It's marked by biting acid and strong tannins, but it all flows so quickly. It really works. Very long finish. Lots of flavors of wild, dried herbal notes over sweet fruit. Dusty tannins, just an amazing wine. $11.50.
Oh, wow.
Espelt Garnacha.
Wow, that's terrific.
It was pretty amazing. I stopped up to France for this one, Domaine de Christia Grenache,
mm-hmm.
And this is from Van de Pay Mediterranean, so it's in the south. $13.
Right.
A middleweight, tannin-loaded, wild and woolly Grenache. The nose is very lively, with strong cut field herbs, almost like cut weeds, you know. And there's lime zest and tobacco notes on it. This is all in the nose. I mean,
right.
All this is going on. On the palate, there's a big round core of fruit that yields to very aggressive tannins and tart acidity, you know. Kind
well,
of
that's one of the highlights of the
structure.
Grape is the acidity.
Yeah, it is. And the fruit centers on tart black cherry, sweet black plums with high-toned overlay of kind of lime zest. So,
interesting.
Again, you know, lots of contrast. Really, really fun. I found a wine called Castillo de Fundehelong, which is, thank you, a crianza, which means it's got a little bit of age
mm-hmm.
in the cellar. It's from Campo de Borja, which is a nice region producing some pretty good values. This is $12. We have a 25% Tempranillo
okay.
blended into this. So what that did
I
was
can see that work.
It toned down the Grenache and made it a bigger, rounder, kind
fleshier.
Of fleshier wine. And it also toned down the raciness. So whereas I like the wine, I wish that the 25% of Tempranillo
had
gone
been away.
Like down to 5% or something, you know. Then I came across one of my favorite bargain wines. See if you can work this out. Alto Cinco, okay?
Uh-huh.
Alto is high.
Yes.
Cinco.
Low.
No.
Oh.
Five.
Uh-huh. Oh, right.
High five.
High five. Oh, okay.
High five.
Bingo.
That's the name of the wine.
Uh-huh.
Took me a while for that to, you know, come to my mind.
In.
Yeah, but
right.
It's a lovely Grenache. Very, very, just a fun party wine, so I recommend it highly. So go out and try these. They're great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.